Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, October 9th, 2025. We'll start with a story titled Council Community Look for Answers, and this is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. The Danville City Council met for around 2 hours with heated discussion coming from the community and a few council members. Following the last council meeting, harsh words were said about how community officials, including the police and the council, have responded to recent violence amongst the youth. Several people in the community spoke during the public comment section. Jamie Nightinger with Project Success spoke about the task force. We are working on the prevention. We have support groups in place for the response to provide support to the families, she said. What we are missing is the intervention street outreach piece. There are people being killed. The people that are killing them are also babies, 17 to 21. Those kids weren't my students. Those kids were my students. They need help too, so that they don't kill people. We need street outreach programs in this town. I would love for anybody to come where we can actually come up with intervention practices, Nightlinger added. Some people would say that if you don't help a student by the time they reach fourth grade, there's no way for them. I won't tell you who told me that, but the person is here, and they know it. They have also told me that victims are victims because of their own personal life choices. She added, we are not trying to battle with the city at all. We are trying to work together to save these children. Alderwoman Tricia Teague commented heavily about comments made in the media, as well as the discussion between council members and the community. The truth is, Anaya Davis and gun violence prevention are the most important topics that should be top of mind, Teague said. Anaya Davis was a straight-A student, 2024 Danville High School graduate, who went on to attend Ball State University. The truth is, Anaya Davis was a teenager with three very involved parents, Andrea King, Phil, and Yolanda Davis. Teague continued with the fatal day Davis was shot. And the truth is, on a hot June 21st day, Anaya Davis let her parents know how she was going to Winter Park to have fun with her friends in a water fight. And the painful truth is that was the last time that Anaya Davis' parents saw her alive. Teague added, reminding council members her parents have been to every council meeting since and did not speak publicly until the September 16th meeting. Teague went on to defend comments made about herself and others following that meeting. You know what? I never said the words police department, law enforcement, or any other word or phrase synonymous with police, she said. I never even used the acronym DPD. It was the police department, because when I was saying we, I was talking about us as the city council. Teague went on to address Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., and he also responded. I have since had a chance to listen to it, and multiple times you stated, no one is doing anything, multiple times, and multiple people in the community afterwards, you backpedaled. Good, said Williams, referring to the YouTube audio of the September 16th meeting. But everyone in this community heard you say multiple times, no one is doing anything. Teague suggested the council put a plaque up at Winter Park to memorialize Anaya Davis. Alderman Ed Butler was reiterated his comments from the previous month. She, Teague, was referring to all of us, not the Danville Police Department. As a community as a whole, there's nothing being done by certain individuals. We understand that the police department are overworked and underpaid. They do the best job they can, Butler continued. She didn't make reference to that, and whoever told you that needs to examine themselves, because that wasn't the way we received it. For me personally, I received it as, let's start doing a little more in the community, and that's what I've been doing, and I'm sure everybody else has. Williams added that the police department perceived the comments to be an attack. Yes, and I also have some that my name was mentioned in the paper as well, and I will still stand on my grounds, is that I said in this council that it takes a village, Butler said. And when I said it takes a village. It takes all of us, police, the aldermen. It takes the young folks. It takes us all. Butler added comments of positivity to the local police following a recent arrest. Anything that I could do to help out our police department, we do it, and we're going to continue to do it. Going to continue to make this city a safer place, Butler said. Williams ended the session following a closing statement stating that there are local community centers. I just want to say something for the record. As someone who led youth development programs, quite honestly, there wouldn't be many youth development programs in this community if my team and I hadn't busted our humps to make it happen, Williams said. Project Success has done a heck of a job. When I was there, when I started, we had 4 programs. What I'm telling you is our community is doing a lot, particularly Project Success. The next task force with Project Success meets on Thursday, October 16th, while the next city council meeting is October 21st. Council also approved the Brees Bar redevelopment agreement. Next story is titled, County Officials Are Being Investigated, Allegations of Bribery Misconduct, again written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. Elected officials in Vermilion County are being investigated for alleged allegations of bribery and misconduct. The Illinois State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said in an official release that allegations include members of the Vermilion County Board, Vermilion County elected officials, and Vermilion Advantage. The investigation into the allegations is being conducted by the Illinois State Police Investigations Unit. The investigation group is comprised of seasoned, specially trained agents with statewide jurisdiction and handles a wide range of investigations like this one, according to the state's attorney's office. Cases are referred to the Special Investigations Unit by local agencies, prosecutors, and other public officials, said Lady Lacey in a news release. If anyone has additional information about this investigation, please contact the Illinois State Police Special Investigation Unit. The website to reach the Illinois State Police Special Investigation Unit is isp.illinois.gov/criminal-investigation/SIU-complaint-disclaimer-form, she said, to include Vermilion County within the subject line of the email. The Special Investigations Unit agents from the Illinois State Police will appropriately review any information provided, Lacey said. Ultimately, the Special Investigations Unit strives to build public trust in state and local government by conducting comprehensive, objective investigations while encouraging voluntary accountability by those officials elected by the people. Commercial News reached out to Vermilion Advantage and Vermilion County Board President Steve Miller. Vermilion Advantage declined the opportunity to comment while messages were left with Miller. Next story is titled, Horns Up, Danville Hosts 51st Annual Band Invitational. This again is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville, and there's a couple of pictures. Sarah Tables, a member of the Color Guard, works on her skills with a rifle prop during Tuesday's practice. The Color Guard earned the best in class 2A of the Grey Ghost Classic on September 22nd, and then members of the Danville High School High Band of Vikings practice on Tuesday at the school, preparing for the 51st annual band invitations on Saturday at Ned Weitzel Field. And here's a story. Drum major, is your band ready? Those were the words every band hears before they begin their showcase. The Danville High Band of Vikings recently placed 3rd at the Normal Marching Band Invitational on September 27th at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. Following the invitational, the Vikings band director, Ryan Kraft, posted in part on Facebook, "We had a great performance and we are so proud of the kids on their accomplishments this week." The Vikings also placed 2nd in their class at the Grey Ghost Classic on September 22nd, with the Color Guard earning the best in their 2A class. The 51st annual Danville Marching Band Invitational takes place at the Danville High School on Saturday. Bands take the field starting at 4 p.m. The band of Vikings are scheduled to perform at 5:45 p.m. The Invitational starts in the following order, with Dwight Township taking to the field first. So at 4 o'clock is Dwight Township, 4:15 Lincoln Community, 4:30 Heritage, 4:45 Casey Westfield, 5 o'clock Rantoul, 5:15 Mount Carmel, 5:30 Rochelle Township, and 5:45 is Danville. Following the band's showcases, an award ceremony will take place at 6 p.m. Okay, we'll run through the obituaries. Patsy A. Martin, 85, of Danville, passed away at 7:35 a.m. on Wednesday, October 8th at Autumn Fields in Hoopston. A service to celebrate the life of Patsy A. Martin will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 11th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2 p.m. prior to the service on Saturday, also at Sunset in Danville. Kimberly K. Crispin, 65, of Westville, passed away at 5:51 p.m. Sunday, October 5th at her residence. Services will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, October 11th at Templeton Funeral Home of Paris, with Pastor Jerry Barraclough officiating. Burial will be in Woodlawn Cemetery in Crispin, Illinois. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 until 7 p.m. on Friday, October 10th at the funeral home. Georgia Ann Bean Strange, 82, passed this life at 11:08 p.m. on Sunday, October 5th in Danville. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, October 14th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Pastor James Boudouris will officiate. Burial will be in Sunset Memorial Park in Danville. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on Monday, October 13th at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Georgia's memory to the Bismarck First Church of Christ. And Edwin Dreer, 87, of Oakwood, passed away Saturday, October 4th. A celebration of life for Ed will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 11th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Ramey Gordon will officiate. Burial will be in Young's American Cemetery in Hume, Illinois. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 10th at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Ed's memory to the National Brain Tumor Society at www.braintumor.org. Next story is titled, Westville Teacher Arrested, Charged with Grooming, and this is written by Chad Dare in Westville. A Westville high school teacher is facing charges related to an allegation that she sent explicit photos and videos to one of her students on a social media platform. Kaylee Broadway, 27, was arrested and charged on charges of grooming and distribution of harmful materials to a minor on Tuesday, according to a release from Captain Mike Hartshorn, chief investigator for the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department. On September 8th, Westville police took a report that alleged Broadway, a Westville teacher, had sent nude photos and videos of herself to one of her students. Westville police asked the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department to conduct the investigation. Investigators conducted several interviews and obtained search warrants of the social media platform. Multiple electronic devices were also analyzed. During the investigation, several explicit photos and videos, sexual in nature, were discovered that supported the allegations made against Broadway. Broadway was arraigned at the Vermilion County Courthouse on Tuesday and has been released on pre-trial release. If anyone has additional information about this investigation, please contact the Sheriff's Department Investigation Division at 217-442-4080. Westville Superintendent Seth Miller said on Tuesday, Westville schools do not comment on personnel matters, nor do we comment on internal or external investigations. As a reminder, all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Next story is Danville man gets 12 years in prison after high-speed chase. This is written by a staffed reporter in Danville. Philip Mitchell, 38, of Danville, was sentenced to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty to a pair of charges. On September 25th, Mitchell pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon and aggravated fleeing and eluding for a combined sentence of 12 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections. He will also serve a year of mandatory supervised release. According to a release from the Illinois State's Attorney's Office, the people presented evidence that on November 2nd of 2024, Danville police officers observed a vehicle commit a violation of Illinois Vehicle Code. Officers attempted to make a traffic stop by activating their emergency lights and instructing the driver to pull over. The driver failed to comply, fleeing the scene at speeds reaching 90 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. During the pursuit, the driver disregarded the multiple traffic control devices before crashing the vehicle into a garage. The driver, identified as Mitchell, was removed from the vehicle and taken into custody. A loaded handgun was recovered from the vehicle. Mitchell has prior convictions for unlawful possession of weapons. I would like to thank the Danville Police Department for their dedication to defend public safety, State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said in the release. By removing another illegally possessed firearm from the hands of a repeat offender, they have taken crucial action to protect our citizens. The plea and sentencing were presided over by Judge Mark S. Goodwin. Next story is titled Probation Violator Sentenced to 20 Years in Prison. This is written by a staff reporter in Danville. Michael Myers, 41, of Danville, was sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to three charges. On September 26th, Myers pleaded guilty and was sentenced to, in three separate cases, to methamphetamine possession, a Class 1 felony, burglary, a Class 2 felony, and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, a Class 2 felony. Myers was also resentenced on August 20th following a petition to revoke probation for the offense of possession of methamphetamine, a Class 1 felony. Myers was sentenced to a total of 20 years in the Illinois Department of Correction and will also serve a one-year mandatory supervised release following his term of imprisonment. According to a release from the state's attorney office, the people present evidence that is in 2022, Myers had been previously convicted and sentenced to probation. On May 5th of 2023, while on probation, Myers was found in possession of 18 grams of methamphetamine and charged. Myers subsequently posted bond in 2023 and was released from custody on November 3rd of 2023. While out on bond, Myers committed the offenses of burglary and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon when he and a co-defendant broke into a gaming machine at a local business. They stole cash from the machine and fled the scene. The crime was captured on a surveillance video. Later that day, Myers was arrested driving the vehicle he and his co-defendant had left it in from the scene of the burglary. The car was searched and police located methamphetamine and a loaded semi-automatic pistol. The defendant has shown a complete disregard for the law, State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey said in the release. We are grateful to the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department and the Vermilion County Metropolitan Enforcement Group for their dedication and through work in bringing the criminal to justice. My office will continue to work with law enforcement to keep Vermilion County safe. Next story is titled, Three Special Guests Speak at Danville Noon Rotary Club. And this is written by a staff reporter in Danville. And there's a couple pictures here. Charlotte Jolly, left, and Elise Albers, right, from the American Cancer Society, joined Danville Noon Rotary President Terry Cummings for a photo during Monday's meeting. Jolly and Albers presented information on the numerous services offered by the American Cancer Society. And then Danville Noon Rotary President Terry Cummings left presents District Governor John Calderon with several bags of donated shoes and a check to support the Shoes for Orphan Souls drive currently underway at Rotary International. And then Steve Miller on the left is presented 2025 Paul Harris Fellowship Award by Danville Noon Rotary President Terry Cummings. The award is one of the highest honors bestowed by Rotary International. The district governor, John Calderon, was one of three special guests at Monday's Danville Noon Rotary meeting, joining Elise Albers and Charlotte Jolly from the American Cancer Society. Albers, the associate director, and Jolly, senior development manager, presented information on numerous services they offer. They were happy to share that 44% of women are living longer after a cancer diagnosis today than in prior years. Additionally, they spoke about the 24/7 cancer helpline, which provides guidance and answers through phone, video calls, and online chats with a live person. They also offer breast cancer support that connects patients with someone who has actually been there. Numerous resources, including online communities, survivor networks, understanding your diagnosis and the road to recovery, are simply a few of many resources available. For a complete list, visit cancer.org or call 800-227-2345. Calderon then took the stage speaking about the 2025 Light Up Rancho Business Expo held at the former Chanute Air Force Base on June 14th. After 350 attended the event, he was excited. Over 350 attended the event. He was excited to report that membership is growing with the introduction of four new clubs and over 100 new Rotarians district-wide. He spoke about how Rotary International delivered solar-powered lanterns to over 5,000 homes in the Caribbean after a hurricane-induced power outage. He is especially proud of the results of the Shoes for Orphans Souls drive that is currently underway. Over 2,400 pairs of new shoes have been collected to date, and donations are still being accepted through April 11th. 80% of the donations will go to Guatemala, where some children will receive new shoes for the first time in their lives. The remaining donations will be distributed locally. The Noon Rotary presented Calderon with several bags of new donated shoes and a check to support the shoe drive. Calderon emphasized for the group that each one of you who are Rotarians should look in a mirror with pride and recognize that you are helping someone somewhere every single day. Steve Miller and Rick Rotramel were named recipients of the 2025 Paul Harris Fellowship Awards, one of the highest honors bestowed by the Rotary Internationals for exemplifying the ideal of service above self. The Danville Noon Rotary Club will be participating in fall cleanup on Saturday, October 18th from 9 to 11 a.m. Meeting for the Danville Noon Rotary Club are at noon on the first Monday of every month at WorkSource Enterprises. The next meeting will be on Monday, November 3rd. All are welcome and encouraged to join. Okay, we'll go through some local briefs. Covington VFW hosts Fish Fry. VFW Post 2395 Auxiliary will be hosting its final Fish Fry for the year on Friday, October 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time at the Pose, located at 1212 Liberty Street in Covington, Indiana. The menu includes fish, fries, baked beans, slaw, and drink. Dine-in or carry-out cost is $15 for the public, $12 for veterans. Proceeds are used to support community and post activities as well as maintain the post. There will also be a 50-50 drawing with proceeds going to children's activities at the upcoming Fountain County Bicentennial on May 2nd of 2026. Walk for Life set for October 18th. The Women's Care Clinic is hosting a Walk for Life at 9 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th at Danville's Lincoln Park. The event raises awareness and funds for the Women's Care Clinic, which provides free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, option counseling, parenting education, and material support to women and families in need. Individuals can register or donate online at give.classy.org/walkforlife25. For more information, call 217-431-0987. And Covington VFW hosts karaoke. The Covington VFW Post 2395, located at 1212 Liberty Street in Covington, is hosting a karaoke night on Saturday, October 18th. The event will run from 6 to 10 p.m. and will be hosted by DJ Stax, Jeff Jackson of Staxco. The event is open to the public. Food and drinks will be available. Veteran dinner for set for Georgetown. The Otto Newland Shooting Range will conduct their annual Sponsor a Veteran Dinner on Saturday, October 18th at the Georgetown Fairgrounds. The dinner is available to any individual that served or is currently serving in the armed forces. A sponsor chooses a family member, friend, or even a complete stranger and pays for their admission to the dinner. The cost to the sponsor, a couple, is $25 and $15 for an individual. The veteran receives a buffet-style meat with dessert. The event will start at 5 with doors opening at 4. Seating is limited to 200 people. Anyone wishing to sponsor a veteran, volunteer, or make a financial donation should contact Ken West at 217-597-8504 or Jay Tate at 217-474-8332 or Superintendent of Vermilion County Veterans Assistance E. Marty Carroll at 217-554-7950. Now the community briefs. Gifford speaks to Lions Club. Rob Gifford, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Danville, will speak to the Danville Lions Club at noon today. The Lions Club meets at Spanky's Banquet Hall, located at 409 East Main Street in Danville. Church plans soup supper. Union Corner United Methodist Church at 14158 Perryville Road in Danville is hosting its annual chili and vegetable soup supper from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday. The menu includes soup, pulled pork, barbecue, hot dogs, desserts, and drinks. Takeouts are available. A free will offering will be accepted. Museum dinner set for Sunday. The Catlin Historical Society will be hosting their annual museum fall dinner on Sunday. Meals will be served on the museum grounds from 11 to 2 p.m. Seating will be available in our cabin building. Museum member and chef Dennis Schmidt will cook chili and ham and beans over an open fire. Additional menu items will include barbecue, hot dogs, coney dogs, dessert, and a drink. A free will donation will be taken. The museum buildings will be open for the guests to tour. And library hosts used book sale. The Catlin Public Library is hosting a used book sale until Friday, October 31st. Hardbacks and paperbacks, nonfiction, fiction, children's books are all available for purchase. The cost of the books is not a monetary donation supporting our programs. The Catlin Public Library is open from 9 to 5 p.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 9 to 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Fridays, and 9 to noon on Saturdays. Contact the Catlin Library at 217-427-2250 for more information. Additional details are available on our Catlin Public Library Facebook page. And Bakery hosts Lawyers Program. The Trepp School, in partnership with the Law and the Fam, LATF, is hosting a free Coffee with Lawyers event 11 a.m. on Monday, October 13th at Revelle Bakery and Play Cafe, located at 2 East Main Street, Suite 114 in Danville. Coffee with Lawyers features conversations on economic development for entrepreneurs, with LATF presenting strategies to help attendees become business ready, partner ready, and capital ready. LATF will also introduce Fly Counsel, a free business law clinic designed to provide legal support for entrepreneurs. For more information about LATF, visit www.lawinthefamily.com/LATF Press-Danville Council. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, October 9th. Looks like it's cooled down quite a bit. Supposed to be a little cool for a few days. Looks like the Atlanta game's going to be a good game. Unfortunately, don't have any rain coming. We do need it, I know, but unfortunately, it's not any scheduled for now. So anyway, I hope you all have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.